Crimson and Clover, Tommy James and the Shondells. This is Another Journey Podcast.
Crimson and Clover.
Mito, thanks for listening. Share this podcast, please. Tell people, subscribe, or however you do it, however you listen. I'd appreciate it. And I'm not very big either. Sorry about that. So, if I do grow big, you can say you were there from the beginning. At the end of this show, or there'll be a break, when I'm done, with the main part of this, and then, at the very end, I have something important to say. And, anyway, you'll know. Just letting you know, so it's not quite over when it's over. There'll be something else at the end. So I guess first thing I'll talk about today, and there's a website, and it's called They Fly. TheyFly.com. And what it is, if you don't know who Billy Meyer is, he's been in the UFO community for a long time. And he claims to have been contacted by beings when he was about 5 years old. And he has been told by these beings all kinds of things. And events, and he's been given rides in UFOs, and including they'll tell him where they'll be, and then they'll let him know he can take pictures, and he's got some of the clearest of images out of any UFO images out there. You know, it's hard to believe that this is true. It really is. But it's something where there's also, you can't discount it either. It's an 80-year-long occurrence that's happened to him. He's 85, and it's happened since he was 5. And nobody's ever really proven that anything that he's done is a hoax or nefarious or whatever, he's making it up, or nobody's ever proven that. They've only, you know, everyone is up in the air about Billy Meyer, and his photographs are just astonishing. We always complain about how every UFO image is blurry and how there's not very good images. And well, his videos and photos are not blurry. It's pretty amazing. There's one called Wedding Cake. I think one called Beam Ship. I think there's three of them, three different ones who are piloted by three different beings who are in contact with him and give him information, tell him about things that are going to happen that haven't happened yet, or things that are happening that nobody knows about, including, I don't know. He said he was, they gave him a ride and ended through the solar system. And he went over Jupiter's moon, Io, and saw how volcanic it was. And then he saw some black holes and what they were. And then he contacted NASA and said, hey, Jupiter's moon's volcanic. And moon Io is extremely volcanic. And there are black holes, and they're like this, and this is how they work, or something like that. And this was in the 70s. And then later on, NASA comes out and says Jupiter's moon Io is the most volcanic one in the solar system, and moon in the solar system, and that black holes are real, you know, and it's stuff like that. I haven't looked too deep into them, but that's what I saw. There's a channel called Redacted. They did a good interview or a good show about him. And so I watched that. It's about I don't know, hour long or so. And it's, Michael Horn is the name of the guy on the channel, and I guess he's like a friend or I don't know. He's a hype man for Billy Meyer, I guess you can say. He was interviewed on that show talking about Billy Meyer. It's a really good show, and you know, it might change your mind about Billy Meyer if you have an opinion about him one way or another. And there's the website theyfly.com, which has all these clear images. And you know, when you look at them, these UFO, it's like hard to believe that they're that clear, these videos. And I mean, it, you know, and then people wonder, well, are these just things he made, Billy Meyer built, and then took pictures of and claim them to be UFOs? And I don't know, you know, it's hard to say. It's hard to tell. They're really cool videos and photos though. There's one video or one photo from like the 60s, which I thought was pretty amazing. It's like a giant cross in the sky, a white cross. And I guess apparently Billy Meyer asked them to do something breathtaking or amazing or extraordinary. Show me something that your ships can do, your UFOs can do. And so they, one of them, or all of them, or some of them, drew a cross in the sky. And there's a photograph of it. So, you know, who knows? Who knows if it's real or not? Who knows? It's pretty crazy, though. Pretty crazy story. Pretty cool. Like I said, I don't know. I'm very skeptical about it, but at the same time, it's pretty interesting too. And then Billy Meyer has like a YouTube channel, and he, you know, talks about what they tell him and spiritual teachings and stuff like that. So it could be real. Who knows? It's just really crazy. Really weird, really cool. Next thing, I guess, kind of on the same note, is Anonymous Shadow on Twitter has found another image of the infamous 4chan alien photo. And if you don't know, 4chan had a was shut down in like 2017 for several days. And I guess it was all the result of an alien taking a selfie or an image of an alien being put on that website, an actual authentic alien. And since then, people have, you know, gone into their computers and tried to hack into 4chan and tried all kinds of things to get this image. And the image is reported to have made people sick, to have made them nauseous, to made them see things. And so it's like an image that is beyond an image. I don't know, something supernatural about this image. But he's getting closer, and he does have another one, a different one than the classic one that everybody's used to. The classic one has like these large eyes, and I think it was like a AI generated photo based on the photo itself, the blurred photo itself, because there's like an image of it, but it's all blurry. And so there's a clear version of it. But then there's another one, which the alien looks a lot different than the classic one. So if you want to check it out, it's Anonymous Shadow with two W's. It's on Twitter, or he also has a TikTok page, or she, I'm not sure. Anonymous Shadow with two W's at the end. And I shared it on my Twitter, so you can find it on mine also, at UFO UAP Sighting. saw something kind of interesting too, which is apparently in 1989, the Queen in Australia, 1986 in Australia, she wrote a secret letter to the people of Australia and addressed it to the mayor and I can't remember what town it was. I don't know, Melbourne or somewhere, Sydney, I think, actually. And it's very private. It's, no one's ever read it. I guess apparently her staff doesn't even know what's on it. But there's a caveat to it, which is it cannot be opened for 99 years. So 99 years from when she wrote it. So that would be in 2085 is when they're allowed to read it. Nobody knows what it says. Probably nothing. It's probably just a thank you or something, but it's really weird that 99 years, a secret letter wrote by the Queen. That's just interesting in itself. But yeah, like I said, these things always have a big build up and then they end up to be nothing. Or if it is something, we won't be allowed to see it. But probably won't be around in 2085 to see it. So I guess it really doesn't concern me. Maybe if you're really young, you may be able to see it. But you know, I'm in my 40s, so that's quite a ways away. I mean, that's what, 61 years? So I would be over 100. But who knows? There's a quote by Alan Watts. "This is a dream, albeit a persistent one." So, relating to life, you know, what we're living is an actual dream, a persistent dream. And when we die or move on to the great beyond, whatever it is, we wake up from that dream into what is real, what is truly real. And I think there's a lot to that. And when you, at the very end, when the extra segment I recorded, you'll see what I mean, but I think there's more to this life. And, yeah, it's something that can be accessed while we're alive. This place. It's a real place. A place that's more real than real. a place we wake up from this dream that we're in right now. We take ourselves too seriously also. We just do. Human beings are just way too serious. Everything's so intense and serious. I mean, even people, even the UFO subject, just everyone's so serious about it. And are they being lied to? Is the government telling the truth? And isn't the, you know, if you believe it's real, it's real. If you don't, then you don't believe it. I mean, there's that much to it. I mean, it's just a crazy phenomenon to look into, gain knowledge, make your own opinions, and make your own judgments. I mean, that's what I do. I believe aliens and UFOs are real myself, and it's a pretty cool thing to look into. And don't take anything too seriously. I don't know. I guess I take myself too seriously sometimes too. But hey, you know, what can you do? Our emotions guide us in different ways, and then we go down paths that we don't necessarily want to go down or think about, you know. People who don't take themselves seriously are the Senai people of Malaysia. If you don't know who they are, they're a tribe, indigenous to Malaysia. They live in the jungle, and pretty amazing story. They believe that the real world is when you're asleep and dreaming. And when you're awake, this is the dream, or the illusion. And they live by the moment. You know, they just as carefree as someone can be. They don't have like a certain piece of land or a certain area. They don't have rules or laws. They just live on the land and roam it and just live day to day and have experiences. Just, you know, for someone like me, I cannot imagine living like that. That's just a totally different way. I mean, I mean, you try to be carefree and forgiving and cool about things, but there's no way, you know, no schedule, no sense of time, no nothing. Just walk around. If I see some food, I'll eat it. If I see a puddle of water and I'm thirsty, I'll drink it. You know, that's how they live. It's just wild. The Senai people. Sorry about all the background noise. It's midday, and I don't have a lot of soundproofing. See what I mean? I'm taking myself too seriously right then and there. Worried about the background noise. Anyway, on to the next thing, the last thing. Oops. Gordon Cooper, astronaut, has had a lot of experiences and claims something called OBE. Same thing, the Space Whispers, also called, or Rainbow Syndrome. Astronauts and cosmonauts have this. Basically, encountering entities, angels, beings while they're in space, while they're in the space station, encountering other worldly things that just appear, knocks, you know, outside, orange clouds, and plenty of cosmonauts and astronauts have came forward and talked about this, and it's a real thing. Don't know what's causing it or why it's happening, but and it's like there's multiple people who see it at the same time, so it's not like a individual hallucination or anything. And even if it was a hallucination, I mean, we don't even know what that is, what a hallucination is, what's the definition of it, you know. Honestly, we really don't know anything. We just try to know stuff. We try to figure things out. We get pretty close, especially when it comes to numbers, we get pretty close. But you know, there's even math problems that can't be solved. Paradoxes. So yeah, the only thing we know is we are here right now. That's about it. And the rest is just enjoying this experience of life, this gift we have, we've been given. We don't may not know why, but we do know we're here. So let's all try to enjoy it, not take it too seriously, not get too upset about anything, don't get too emotional about things, and you know, just be you. All right, well, thanks for listening. After the song's over, I'll play the rest of that song. You'll hear a break, a pause, a little, I don't know, sound effect or something. And then this other thing I recorded, you'll hear. All right, thanks for listening. Please share, tell people, you know, all that fun stuff that we all love to do. And who cares? You know, just share it. Who cares? All right, thanks.
Yeah. My mind's such a sweet thing. Wow.
Hans Zimmer, Interstellar theme. Let it play in the background. So welcome to another Journey podcast. I'm Mito. This moving song, really moving, and it's live. This is live in Prague. This song reminds me of a video game I used to play when I was a kid on Nintendo, Metroid. I don't know why. Every time I hear it, watch the movie, I think of that video game. Part of this song must be, or part of the video game music must have elements of this song in it. But this song just reminds me of space travel and adventures in space. I mean, really moving. The song has a real emotional feel to it. And kind of what I want to get into, because I think this is going to be one of the most important things you'll hear in your life. What I'm about to say. Whether or not you're into psychedelics or drugs or that whole kind of, I don't know, group of society or whatever. It doesn't matter. Because there's a drug. It's called 5-MeO, 5-methoxy-DMT. It's a tryptamine, like DMT, but unlike NN-DMT or LSD or any other psychedelic out there, mushrooms, whatever, this is a different. This is a very, very different psychedelic, and it actually was legal in the United States, while every other psychedelic was illegal. However, it's illegal now. And so, I guess before I go any further, I will add my disclaimer that I don't promote it, or this is just strictly educational, informational purposes or whatever, but I will say that I believe every human being on this planet who has an opportunity to should try this psychedelic 5-MeO-DMT. The toad, they call it, or frog, or frog poison, or it's from that toad, the psychedelic toad, and every person, no matter who you are, who has taken this, as far as I can tell, because I've never taken it myself, has had a glorious experience, and they know something. They end up knowing something after taking the psychedelic. It's as if they know they're not alone. They know there's something out there. They know they're part of something bigger. And it will change everybody's life. And I think it will change the human race for the good if enough people can get it out there, enough people can use this. I've heard people having it creates an ego death. It dissolves your ego. It makes you nothing. Like, basically you don't exist when you're on it, but you remember your experience, which you see the white light, you see the tunnel, you go somewhere heavenly. And everybody's experience is different. And yet, they're all the same. And everyone afterwards knows more. You can ask that person any question and they'll have an answer, including the question, what is the meaning of life? So if you ever get an opportunity, if you ever get a chance, 5-MeO, look it up, watch the experiences, and you'll see this is something that will change your life.